Please join me in welcoming to the stage Stefan Leven, who is the Chief Executive and Founder of DataTalks, alongside Mark Scanlon, the Director of the League of Ireland. So thank you very much, gentlemen. Welcome to the stage.
So thank you for that. Good to be here. Great to see you all here. Looking forward to this session with you all. So let's just kick things off. So what we will be talking about today is turning fan data into commercial success. It's an interesting topic, and I hope you'll find some valuable insights that we'll be able to bring to you this afternoon. So I'm Stefan, as Sam pointed out, I'm from DataTalks, and with me I have Mark, who is the Director of League of Ireland. Just to get things started, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, I promise, it's not going to be a sales pitch, but I just want to shortly mention DataTalks. Since it is sort of my baby, I'm of course very proud of it, but we work with clubs, leagues, federations all across Europe, also some Australian clubs, and also some US clubs. And the bottom line that we want to achieve is just to make sure that we bring you more revenue. So actually what we want to achieve is to make sure that we increase the spend from the supporters. And the way that we do that is to use the data around the supporter and using the platform that we built around that. So that's basically us, not going to spend more time on that. We have a packed agenda for you today. We will talk a little bit about the challenge that the League of Ireland has, a little bit of how they're solving that challenge, of course, and then we'll talk a little bit about the next steps coming up for the partnership that we have, and then hopefully draw some interesting conclusions, and then we're looking forward to a bunch of questions from you guys, so hopefully we'll get that as well. All right, jumping into it, I think you're up.
Thank you, Stefan, and good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're all enjoying the day so far. As Stefan said, my name is Mark Scanlon, Director of the League of Ireland. We're going to tell you a little bit about our journey so far and the work that we've done with DataTalks as well. So from our point of view in the League of Ireland, first of all, it's important to note that we're quite unique from a football league perspective in that we're still integrated inside the FA. And that's something because the league hasn't grown at the level of other European leagues over the last number of years. So when we took over in 2020, we've tried to change a lot of that mindset. We've done a lot of work on rebranding the league. We've tried to do as much work as we can with engagement with the fans and trying to think outside the box and how we can come a lot more into the 21st century and look at our own uniqueness within the League of Ireland as well. So the DataTalks perspective is with not only us within in the league, but also with wider with the rest of the federation as well, with the main aims of increasing that engagement, that fandom, and making sure that we grow the attendances on a regular basis as well for the unique product that we have. Understanding the overlaps between the league and the National Association, that was crucially important, because in Ireland we have a huge amount of football fans, but a big following of the Premier League, English football in general, and wider European football as well. Not so much directly connected to the League of Ireland. So we needed to understand that audience as well, and we'll come to that in a short while. And really important for us then is increasing the digital engagement through our own streaming platform that we created, LOI TV. And LOI TV itself, the significance of it, first of all, it's a wholly owned streaming platform that we developed in 2021. Prior to 2021, we had a situation whereby, and we're all consumed with sports content across TV and on digital today, but from our perspective in League of Ireland football, prior to 2021, we had 14 live TV games in a full season. Now we have a situation where we have over 500 streamed games on our own platform. We can create a lot of our own content, and it means we can broadcast every minute of every game across three divisions. So our men's top two tiers, our women's top tier as well, and we were able to introduce things like our main academy finals and show the youth players the best we have in the country as well. So it's given us a huge amount of additional content to show for the fans, so if they can't get to games or against for some new fans, we can show every minute of every game. It also allows the league to understand and engage with the audience better. A lot of our clubs were very volunteer-based or only starting to come in to professional development with full-time staff. They wouldn't have marketing departments. Like, I sat in envy listening to the City Group earlier on be able to tell me all of the content they can deliver and the size of their marketing team, what they can do. From our perspective in the League of Ireland, we have to do a lot of that ourselves. And we have to do that to try and help the clubs grow their audience as well. We've got some fantastic volunteers, some brilliant paid staff in some of the clubs, but a lot of the clubs still don't have that level of expertise. So it's important that we can understand the audience and help them grow their club as well as the brand of the league itself. And creating social content and highlights packages is really important for us because the visibility in the competitive Irish sports market is really important. I've mentioned already other football, English football, European football, but also we have our own native Gaelic football and hurling, so sports that would be on a broadcast on a regular basis in Ireland, as well as the rugby team currently in the top, one of the top teams in the world and competing at the highest level in the World Cup and Six Nations and so on. So it's important for us to make sure that we have the social content and to engage with a younger audience. And increasing the amount of followers that we have in that young generation as well as families has led us now at this moment in time to currently be the fastest growing social media channels in Irish sport as per the recent Sport for Business reports in Ireland as well. So it's been able to show us how our content has actually been engaging and has helped grow the league along with the rebrand. And from that point of view, with all of that taken into the context, where did we start from? So with Data Talks, we had a really important two-day workshop first where we got to know each other and understand what we actually wanted out of the process. And really quickly from then, we had to get working at the back end of the last season because we're a season that starts in February. So we had to do that work over the Christmas period to make sure that we could understand the different data sources we had. So the OTT that we developed in 21, who were all the people who'd signed up, the merchandise stores across the national team, the websites, the different newsletters that we had. And then that question I mentioned earlier on about the overlap between the national audience and the league audience. And interestingly, we found that there was only 8.3% of the national team audience that was actually engaged in the league through the streaming platform. So that creates a huge opportunity for us in terms of the other 90% and how we can get them onboarded into the league. But also tells us that we didn't necessarily have to segment the campaigns, and we previously had only maybe ran a campaign around the league at a different time to the national team selling tickets. It wasn't the case, so we were able to do separate campaigns and speak to our audience in a different way, league-specific. So that first campaign then came on board pretty quickly within 2 weeks of that workshop, and we were ready to go to make sure that we could sell LOI TV, the streaming platform, for the following year. So we'd done that. We worked on the campaign in two specific targets. So the previous season pass holders or people who'd bought a single pay-per-view pass in the past. So the current database for LOI TV. And secondly, then members of the Fan Republic. So the national team audience and that other 90% that weren't already engaged in LOI TV. So a specific campaign, be able to create it for the league, but also with our partners in Data Talks and then with 53.6, we managed to create a specific campaign which was able to be thrown out to all of the different clubs with their own players in it as well. So importantly, to try and push and promote the league brand, but understand that most of the audience we're speaking to are heavily invested in their own football club rather than the league specifically. And the results of the first campaign were really impressive for us. So the open rate of 63%, well above the industry norm of 41.8%. The click rate of 5%, again, well above the industry norm of 2.8%. And 54% of the season passes sold are directly connected to our Data Talks CDP. So at the start of the season, and we're still in the early stages of the season, we now have 7% more revenue generated than this time last season. And I think Stefan's already mentioned the importance of their company in trying to help us generate the revenue. And yes, that additional 7% is really useful, but more important for us is the continued growth of the fandom and understanding our audience for that future revenue growth and the long-term aspect as opposed to just these first few months. So that's a really quick overview of what the initial campaign has been so far and the results that we've had. And as well as that 7% revenue growth, we've also mentioned the area of social media, where I said the fastest growing social media accounts in Irish sport is really important for us. And also the growth of our highlights package in terms of YouTube, where we put the highlights out. Again, if I go back to pre-streaming platform, we didn't have an opportunity to do that. Our highlights went out 2 days after all of the league games were played. It's too late, obviously, as we all know, in today's modern market. We need to be instant. And without having our own streaming platform and controlling the content, we wouldn't have been able to do that. So all of these different aspects working together is helping us from a position whereby we would have been one of the weaker professional football leagues in Europe to get into a position where we're now one of the fastest growing at this moment in time. And it's given us great opportunities not only to generate revenue through the streaming platform, but also now the extra commercial opportunities that we now have. Sponsorship of the streaming platform, sponsorship with different areas around the league, and how that we have all that fan data, which is obviously so important to commercial partners now, that we can help the future growth for the league, and also how we can achieve the goals for the various different commercial partners that we're trying to attract into the league to continue to generate revenue for us and the clubs. So on to the next steps of that. I'll hand you back over to Stefan.
Thank you. Just looking ahead a little bit into the future, what's coming up next. And as we mentioned, this is a new partnership and we're just getting started. So there are a couple of things that we see are really important to get into place. Of course, making sure that we roll this out to all the clubs in the league is, of course, important to get them enabled and getting them to drive their own agenda as well, which in the end will also, of course, support the league and make the league even more successful. Of course, just keeping increasing the OTT season pass sales, that's of course something that will continue. And then also adding other elements such as engaging with gamification is another important part. But also making sure that we also look at what other data is out there that is connected to the fans and to the supporters in getting those in, because that will make us know our audience even better, of course, and make it possible for us to be even better at reaching out to them. But what I think is really important to remember with this slide is not really the next steps. It's that you have to acknowledge the fact that it's not a project. We're not trying to finish off a project. It's a way of working. So it's a mindset that needs to be shifted. Of course, like, these all represent mini projects and they need to be finished, of course, and they need to bring result. But it is a new way of working that needs to be established. And the best way to do that is to take that in small steps. Do not try to go for the big bang. Do it in small steps, because that also shifts everyone's mindset that there's a new way of doing it. Also, I just want to briefly touch on if this is the results that we see are coming in, which Mark talked about, is really, really good for this short time period. I want to give you another example of the Swedish Ice Hockey League, which we've been working with for the past 3 years, where we've seen some really, really good results coming through as well, where we've seen all the metrics that we do want to see is seeing that the fan base of the people that we actually can communicate with, that we actually know, that there's a really good substantial growth in that. And also making sure that something like the playoffs, which tend to draw a lot of people already, we still see that attendance also goes up. But then, like, in the average over the season, we've seen some really good growth numbers there as well. And it is been working for them for 3 years, and we will continue, hopefully, for a long time still. But that also goes to show that it's not a project that we're trying to finish. It's a way of working. So going into just drawing some conclusions from what we see at League of Ireland, but also what we see just generally. So yes, you need to be fan focused, but let's think a little bit about what that actually means. So one of the first things that you might think about is knowing your audience. But knowing your audience is not just knowing that, okay, so out of our supporter base, we know that 20% drive a Volvo. That's not knowing your audience. If you know your audience, then you know that 20% of your supporter base drives a Volvo, but we also know that that's Palmer, Toby, and Ball, who has that car, and they also engage with us by buying these tickets, this merch, and they consume this content. That's knowing your audience. And if you know it at that level, that means that you can also use that knowledge when you're actually doing the outreaches, which brings to the second point of the importance of actually getting your data in order, collecting that, getting it into one place so you can actually use it. It is really, really important. And if you fail on that second step, well, then that won't make you succeed, basically. So doing that and this whole way of working, it definitely puts fan data in sort of the foundation if you want to be commercially successful. That's just it. So anyone who has touched this or have any thoughts of this, then they think, okay, so where do I actually start? So this will be a little bit of a sales pitch. Sorry for that. But there is actually a couple of steps that you should be thinking about. Four fundamentals, we like to call them. Not going to go through them right now, but there is a process, and there is like a couple of, or actually four things that you need to be doing to be successful in this way of working. There's actually a fifth one, but I won't share that with you. You'll have to ask me about it. So, thank you.
Mark and Stefan, thanks very much for providing an overview there of how you guys have been working together. I'm going to open it up to the audience in a second for some questions, so get thinking away. But I'm going to kick us off first. Mark, this might be one more for you, but what has the club's reaction been to the league taking a more prominent role in gathering that fan data?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because everybody obviously likes to be in control of their own data in the first place. But I think when we've explained the journey that we were on and the reasons of why we wanted to do this to actually help grow the leagues, and it wasn't about the association trying to take on all of the data to sell something that was ours, it was about helping grow everybody collectively, they started to come on board. And then since we've shown them the results of what's actually come about from it, they're obviously getting the direct impact from the revenue that has come from the streaming service, and they've seen the benefits. So not only has it helped us actually for this campaign, it's actually been really interesting in that they've come on board for other collective arrangements that we've tried to make with the clubs to be able to show them that there's a lot more we can do and help them grow all of their own club fan bases and their own revenue streams. So it's been really useful.
Sure. Are there any questions in the audience? Don't know, put your hands up at once. Oh, there we go. We've got a couple back.
Hi, Stefan. What's the fifth point? No, I'm joking. It's fun. How have you, as a relatively new company and platform in the marketplace, how have you seen the marketplace evolved from a competitive set, sophistication, and also sort of adoption of platforms and techniques like yours? In particular, given you've previously come from a non-sport industry sector?
Yeah, it's a good question, but I think there's been a huge transformation over the last 4 or 5 years. There's happened so much in the sporting industry. There are a couple of things that are still true, though. One is that there are very limited budgets and very limited resources. So that's something that we've had to work with. But I think the adoption is really, really great. And I think it has to do with that you see the results coming through quite quickly, which sort of gets you into a competitive mindset, so then you want to do more. So I think the key to get things going is that you show results quite quickly. Like, and it's not results in engagement numbers or just clicks. It's actually revenue coming in. That, I think, is a very important piece, that it is actually money that you see coming in through the activities that you're doing. And you can measure it, you can analyze it, and you can use what you've done before, learn from it, and then adapt it and do it again. I think that's been really important. But yeah, there's still a lot to be done, that's for sure. But I think that's what makes this interesting and fun.
I think we have time for one more question, so we're at the back there, if we're quick.
Thanks. A question for Mark. What's your approach in balancing protecting your own media rights and production versus getting the wider eyes on it from other media or commercial partners sharing it, or not your partners, other commercial entities sharing your media packages?
Yeah, we've tried to be as open as possible that we can to get that wider reach, because like what we recognize, particularly obviously in terms of live TV broadcast, is that free-to-air television was really important for us when we're starting to grow. But unfortunately, the money that's in the Irish industry for free-to-air broadcast didn't give us the opportunity to be consistent with that as we went along. So that's why we went down the streaming platform one. And although we talked about like the revenue generation there, and that's been important on that side, a lot of it was about that wider reach and getting more eyeballs actually on it. So a lot of the content that we deliver is mostly free content via the social channels, which has in turn then helped us to grow the interest, which in turn actually has helped us grow the broadcast deals. So where we started with 14 live TV games back in 2020, we're now at 48 live TV games, all on free-to-air TV. So even the revenue generation that we've grown there on the streaming platform, technically you would have expected that almost to drop when we've taken the biggest games off the streaming platform and put them back on free-to-air. But we've grown both at the same time, as well as grown the social side. So I think we've got the balance of that well at the minute, at this moment in time, because we utilised the streaming platform just to give us more of the content to grow the interest, and then that's been able to actually bring us back into the broadcast market. So it's been really successful in that sense.
Okay, Stefan and Mark, thank you very much again.
Thank you. Thank you.